A few months ago, some Brattleboro residents asked the select board to do something about the number of people panhandling downtown. People said they felt unsafe and they hoped the town could come up with a solution. But if there really is a solution, Brattleboro is having a hard time figuring it out. And the issue has raised even tougher conversations about drug use, homelessness, and the availability of social services. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
May I speak with you? My name's Patty, sir. I'm in a little bit of pain. I have to go to Dartmouth and get an operation next week.
If you walk around Brattleboro long enough, eventually somebody will probably hit you up for money.
Right now, I don't have my job, and I'm just trying to get up a couple bucks so I can get a couple things I need.
Just about everyone agrees that there's been more panhandling around town. And there's also a growing recognition that something should be done. But just what the town can do is a lot less clear.
Obviously, we don't want it to be happening here because it makes some people uncomfortable.
Kate O'Connor is the chairwoman of the Brattleboro Select Board.
So I think as community leaders, it's incumbent upon us to listen to what the public's concerns are and do what we can to help.
But figuring that out has been a challenge. The board considered printing a flyer that would be distributed around town, and even that caused controversy. Some area social service groups refused to be included because they said the wording was too harsh and that it stigmatized people who panhandled. O'Connor says the town is still trying to figure out its role in tackling the problem.
You know, why are they there? You know, do they choose to be there? Or have they, you know, are they down on their luck? Is it poverty? You know, so I think it's just a deeper issue than seeing somebody on a street holding a sign. And I think that's what people struggle with, is figuring out how to deal with those bigger issues or the underlying issues to some of this.
Dick DeGray's family owns a Main Street gift shop, and he says the big social issues that might be leading to panhandling need to be addressed. But he wants the select board to do something now to make sure people feel safe and comfortable walking the streets of Brattleboro.
And so the issue was really about safety. And I believe that the issue has been sidetracked to talk about all kinds of different social issues, and whether it's affordability, whether it's poverty, whether it's drug addiction. And I think that what happened to this is that it got pulled in all different directions. And to me, that's what's made it a polarizing issue.
James Douglas says he moved to Brattleboro about 6 months ago. He's homeless, and he says panhandling right now is his only option for getting some cash.
I'm trying to get myself up on my feet. Occasionally I come out here and I panhandle so that I can pay the bills that, you know, unfortunately our society dictates we must have, being a capitalist society like it is.
Douglas lives in a tent. He says he's paying attention to the townwide discussion. And he says all the talk has affected the money he's able to collect on the streets.
It seems more and more people are turning sour because the publicity that it's getting is that it's all about drug addicts and that you're feeding drug addicts and drug addicts are bad. But it's really not the fact that drug addicts are bad. All of these people are good people, but they have bad things going on in their lives.
The one thing that everyone agrees on is that in the United States, panhandling is legal.
Asking for money, holding up a sign, certainly is not illegal, and that's protected under the First Amendment.
Mike Fitzgerald is Brattleboro's chief of police, and he's been actively working with area social service agencies, town officials, and some volunteers to address the problem. Chief Fitzgerald says there are lines that panhandlers can't cross, and if anyone is hassled or physically threatened, his officers will respond. But he says those who feel uncomfortable with people in the street asking for money should probably take the long view and be patient.
Remember, there's a lot of people working behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, on addressing this symptom of what is actually at the core. We have to address what's causing them to panhandle, and then we can look at getting them away from having to panhandle.
The select board is expected to continue this discussion at their next meeting. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.